When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so Jennifer said, hey, Ben and Kelly, group therapy request. I'm sure your listener is going to have a field day with this one. I'm currently in a relationship with a new man going on 5 months now. Been single for many, many years because I was not looking for anything serious. And he's been divorced for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. I never intended on falling for this man, but here we are. I'm finally in a situation where I could see long term. Here's the issue. I have no idea what his deal is.
Okay.
When we're together, he's loving and attentive, makes it very clear we are in a relationship. But then in the days between, we see one another, we keep in contact, and we could be going well for 7 days or even a week. And then, bam, he's ready to tuck tail and run.
Okay.
But then when I ask him why, he says he doesn't think he can give me what I want. Yet he's never asked me what I want and doesn't want to keep me from dating others. And then the latest kicker, he says if he doesn't cause some conflict from time to time, that I would lose interest.
Oh.
What? I've never heard this before, so folks, give it your best shot.
Okay, so she's saying that her boyfriend is playing the like hard to get game? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, like, basically.
Like, I don't want to make it easy on you because it's the whole catch and conquer sort of mentality where once you caught it, it's like it's no longer an interest. It's the chase.
Yes, he thinks he's got to keep the chase going.
Yeah, yeah. He's got to keep the chase going. So
I will say that is not a fair. And if he is saying that he thinks that she needs to continue being chased to stay interested, then that's a little bit of a warped sense of what love is supposed to be about.
Yeah, and maybe since you are new in this relationship, maybe there's some things you haven't unpacked about him.
Yes, yes, for sure. Now, I will say this. There was a time where I was dating, and they were like, well, I need to say no sometimes. You know, just to kind of
saying that to you that yes. You need to say no sometimes.
Yes,
because you were just to way no too sometimes. Yeah, happy go lucky. Yeah, let's
right.
Do
like
it.
Anytime they asked me out, I would say yes, but apparently I was supposed to say no sometimes just to kind of keep the chase going.
Okay,
and you know, keep them guessing. And I said, that's not that is not the way that it's supposed to work. Like you're not supposed to. They thought the sign of love was that it was constantly worried about what I was doing, like kind of being
like
suspicious,
thinking that Kelly Kay was out on the town.
Right, that meant that
doing
you know,
some
they,
stuff she shouldn't
they
have been.
Loved me if they were constantly worried about it. Right. And then once they figured out, you're supposed to settle in, and love is not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to kind of not ever question the person.
Okay, so good. So how? I guess, was there a conversation that you had between you and he that kind of helped convince this person that, all right, I understand now.
That's not the way love's supposed to
work. Or was it time?
I think it's the thing that, well, it's conversation. And also, like, you have to go kind of figure out what you think you're looking for when it comes to love. But it should be someone that's your person that you fully trust.
All right.
And that you can't picture your life without. I mean, it should be kind of that simple.
Okay, well, let's hear your stories about this, okay? And maybe your story can help Jennifer in her situation. 502-795-1997. We'll get to some of your stories and comments on the way. Group therapy. Jennifer found herself in a new relationship where a man says, if he don't get some conflict or give her some conflict, there'll be no interest from her. She's all
like, when we're kind of thinking maybe he means no interest for him.
Jennifer.
Oh my gosh, drama! Please, no, thank you. You're in a relationship. Yeah, I mean, I have a high stress, high drama job. I do not want to come home to that crap. No, thank you. If you want to have drama, go have it over there. That's not what love's all about.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I think it almost seems like he feels like he needs an element of drama to keep it maybe interesting for him, where he's saying, you know, well, I'm trying to keep it interesting for you, but he really means trying to keep it interesting for him. And maybe that's, he needs to figure out why he needs that to be a part of a relationship.
I mean, I think that's childish, right? That's high school. That's
So, you know. So Jennifer, I guess tell me this, because she likes him. I don't think she's ready to say boy, bye. How does she kind of get him on the same page?
I would just say, I don't do drama. If that's what you think you need, then maybe, you know, you have a conversation about that with a professional therapist about why you're not mature enough to have a relationship.
And maybe we look at, okay, what were the reasons behind his divorce? Did that play a part? You know, maybe has this been a long time pattern of him needing some sort of to stir things up all the time to keep it interesting?
All right.
He needs therapy.
Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
I love you. And Tamara, now, this is similar to what happened to you, right?
So my husband and I kind of went through a very similar situation where he kind of kept being weird in between us seeing each other.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out it had a lot to do with past relationships and kind of what he's learned along the way. Uh-huh. And so it did take a conversation where I'm like, hey, why? Tell me why you do these things, or what does this mean to you? And we were able to kind of figure that out and work through it and explain that that's not how I take it, you know?
Tamara, can I just say, from a guy's point of view, having the "why are you the way you are" conversation is never a fun one to have.
Why do you do this
differently? You can't say it like that.
That was kind of the same situation where it was like they had been cheated on twice before when I was dating him. And so they kind of had a little bit of a twisted view on what that was supposed to feel like. And then I'm like, no,
you know,
I'm the right one because you don't have to worry about all of that.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. It's just a whole nother change of pace.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Tamara, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So, yeah. And then
he could very well be bored if there isn't some sort of like constant dramatic conflict.
And then there's the other side of this where Chris brings up, am I the only one that thinks he's seeing other women? Like attached in spurts, doesn't want to keep her from seeing others? Lame answer to the I have to create conflict to keep this interesting. He is definitely seeing other women and not treating this relationship as exclusive.
That is a really good point.
Lisa's kind of saying the same thing from an experience. She says she's in the honeymoon phase right now. He's treating her like a queen in public. She sees the real thing in private. She says, my ex did the exact same thing. He told me he had to keep a little drama in her lives to keep it interesting. Run, get out now. Once you get trapped in that cycle, it's hard to get out of. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Bethany says, I almost feel like keeping it interesting is just an excuse. Maybe he's just not that great, and he's trying to find an excuse for it. Or, yeah, no, I think maybe we don't discount Chris's theory that maybe she's not the only one.
All right, well, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Either way, you shouldn't be in a yo-yo situation.
Right.
You know, where he's hot and cold, and you're kind of always guessing, what exactly is the status of what we're doing?
Yeah.
So if you're ready for an established relationship that has a future, is going somewhere, and he is kind of just yanking you around a little bit, then maybe we have a conversation about whether this is a fully healthy situation for you.
You know, sometimes you're hot, then you're cold, you're yes, then you're no, you're in, then you're out, you're up, and you're down. Maybe you're wrong when it's right.
Oh, you know, the wise black words of Katy Perry.
When it's white, we fight, we break up, we kiss, we make up. Not a better poet in this moment.
Oh, my goodness. Nailed it.
All right. Well, hey, Jennifer, hope that helps at least give you a little bit of guidance in how you deal with it. Keep us posted on what happens, because now we're all invested.
You can give him some drama by breaking up and see what he does.
Yeah, well, there you
go. There's some drama.
Yeah, there's a little bit of drama. All right, that's group therapy.